tere , kuidas läheb ? Hästi , hästi . Ma olen Eslena . Inside , how do I say inside ? Sees . Sees , aa , so ma olen Eslena sees . Jah ? Jaa ? Jaa ! Jaa , come on ! Are you ready for this morning ?
Kas sa oled täna hommikul valmis ?
Yeah, I'm going for it this morning.
Ma olen täiega põnevil täna hommikul.
Are you with me on that?
Sa oled täna minuga kaasas.
Are you ready to receive?
Sa oled valmis vastu võtma täna.
Yeah, fantastic. Will you turn to somebody next to you and say, I'm so glad I'm sitting next to you.
Ütleme naabrile, mul on nii hea meel sinu kõrval istuda.
Now turn to the person that you didn't turn to on the other side.
Nüüd keera teisele naabrile.
And say, yeah, it's kind of good you're here as well.
Ütle talle, et see on ka hea, et sa ka siin oled.
Who believes that God has got something for them today?
Kes usub, et Jumalal on täna midagi tema jaoks täna hommikul?
Has God got something for you today?
Kas Jumal on sinu jaoks midagi täna?
You see, I believe I've come to speak to somebody today.
Ma usun, et ma olen tulnud täna siia, et rääkida kellegile täna.
I'm asking, is that you?
Ma küsin, kas sa oled täna sina?
Is that you?
Kas sa oled sina täna?
Do you want God to speak to you today?
Kas tahad, et Jumal täna hommikul räägiks sinu vastu?
Some of you walked in here today.
Mõned jalutsid siia sisse täna.
Thinking today is just a normal day.
Sa mõtlesid täna mingi tavaline päev.
Just doing my normal things.
Teen tavalisi asju.
I'm just in my routine.
Ma teen oma rutiinsed asju.
But I believe that God.
Ma usun, et Jumal.
Has a significant day for some of you today.
On vägev päev mõne jaoks teil siin.
Who is that person? Do you want to receive that significant day today? Amen, amen. Amen. So you're hungry for this?
Sa oled täna näljane selle jaoks.
Jaa. Fantastic, jaa. Feel free to amen when I'm speaking.
Ole, tunne julgust, et amen hõigata vahepeal, kui ma räägin.
We teach the young people to say, preach it, Parker.
Me julgustame noortele ütlema, et jutlusta, Parker.
Feel free to yell that out at any point.
Julgustan sind karjuseda välja julgelt.
But I believe I have a word today.
Aga mul on täna sõna.
That will encourage you.
Mis julgustab täna sind.
It will challenge you.
See esitab sulle väljakutse.
To take some risks.
Et võtta sa mõningaid riske oma elus.
In your life for the name of Jesus.
Jeesuse nimel.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Right, I'm going to turn to 1 Kings. We're going to look at 18 and then 17.
Ma pööran esimese kuningate raamatusse.
If you got your Bible, get it out. If not, don't worry. Don't worry. 18. 18 and then we'll go to 17. But I'm just going to explain 18.
Pöörame siis esimese kuningate 18.
So let's start out in 1 Kings 18.
Alustame siis esimese kuningate 18
peale. And then we're going to go back to 1 Kings 17.
Ja siis me läheme esimese kuningate 17 peatükki juurde tagasi.
Are you ready?
Oled sa valmis täna?
Fantastic. All right, in 1 Kings 18...
Esimese kuningate 18.
We meet this man called Elijah.
Me kohtume seda meest Eelia.
And in this chapter,
selles peatükis,
from verse 16 onwards,
16. salmist alates,
we see Elijah.
Me näeme Eeliat.
We enter the scene.
Me tuleme sellesse stseeni.
And he's standing on a mountaintop.
Ja ta seisab kuskil mäe peal seal.
And he's in front of the whole of the nation of Israel.
Ja ta on kogu Iisraeli rahva ees.
And it's him.
Ja see on tema seal.
Versus all the prophets of Baal.
Vastuseisus kõikide Baali profetitega.
And he's standing before everybody.
Ja ta seisab kõigi ees seal.
And he builds this altar for God.
Ta ehitab sinna ühe altari Jumalale.
And he says.
Ja ta ütleb.
God.
Jumal.
Will fire fall down from heaven?
Kas tuli võiks tulla alla taevast?
And light this fire.
Ja süüdata see põlema.
So that you can show the whole nation that you are real.
Et sa saad kogu rahvale näidata, et sina oled tõeline Jumal.
Now that's a pretty bold prayer, don't you think?
See on päris julge palve, kas sa ei arva mitte nii?
That's a big risk, don't you think?
Suur risk, kas sa ei arva mitte nii?
You see, but Elijah stood there.
Aga Eelia seisis seal.
Knowing that he stood with God.
Teadis, et ta seisab koos Jumalaga.
And how many of you know?
Kui paljud teavad teist?
That 1 + Jesus.
1 + Jeesus.
Is always the majority in every situation.
On alati piisav igas olukorras.
You might be, yeah, you can clap that. Go on, go ahead, let yourself go. It's good. You might be the only Christian.
Sa võid olla ainuke kristlane.
At your work.
Sinu töökohas.
But you plus Jesus.
Sina plus Jeesus.
Is the majority in your workplace.
On põhiline, mis sa vajad.
You might be the only Christian in your family.
Sa võid olla ainuke kristlane su peres.
The only Christian at your school.
Ainuke kristlane sinu koolis.
But you plus Jesus.
Sina plus Jeesus.
Is always the majority.
On alati enamus.
So he stood on this mountain.
Ta seisab seal mäe peal.
This audacious stage.
See võimas lava.
And he made this big, risky, powerful prayer.
Ja teeb siis ühe võimsa, julge palve.
How many of you,
kui paljud meist,
could say that prayer?
Võiksid öelda selle palve.
What happens if I put you,
mis juhtub, kui panen sind,
on the TV,
telekasse,
to the whole of Estonia,
kus terve Eesti vaatab.
And they all look at you.
Ja nad vaatavad sind.
And they're expecting you.
Nad ootavad sinult.
To cool fire down from the sky.
Et sa kutsuksid tule alla taevast.
To prove that Jesus is real.
Et tõestada, et Jeesus on reaalne.
Is there anybody in the room that could
seda ära teha?
All right, Ava's up for it.
Ava on valmis selleks.
Anybody else? I don't know about you, but that scares me.
Min küll see hirmutab, kuidas teega on.
Can we be real here?
Me võiksime olla ausad natuke siin.
Can we be honest?
Me võiksime olla ausad.
I love Jesus.
Mulle meeldib Jeesus, ma armastan teda.
That would scare me.
See hirmutaks mind julma.
I'd be like, yeah.
Ma ei oleks
Jesus.
Jeesus.
Fire.
Tuli.
It would scare me.
See hirmutaks mind täiega.
It would cause me to really question, do I believe this?
See paneb mind küsima, kas ma tõeliselt usun seda asja.
So when I'm reading this part of the Bible,
kui ma loen seda piibli osa,
I'm kind of saying to God,
ma siis ütlen nagu Jumalale,
God, do you expect us to have that kind of faith?
Jumal, kas ootad, et meil on just sellist tüüpi usk?
Because that is big.
Sest see on päris suur.
That is huge.
See on võimas.
I don't know if I have that kind of faith.
Ma ei tea, kas mul on sellist laadi usku.
Are you with me?
Sa oled minuga täna.
And so I ask God.
Siis ma küsin Jumala käest.
God.
Jumal.
How do I?
Kuidas mina?
Get that kind of faith.
Saan sellist laadi usku.
That's what I want to know. Do you want to know that this morning?
Kas sa tahad ka teada seda?
How do I live that kind of life?
Kuidas mina elan sellist laadi
elu? How do I have enough boldness?
Kuidas minul on piisavalt julgust?
To stand before a whole nation of people.
Et seista terve rahva ees.
And say God will prove himself.
Et ja öelda, et Jumal ise tõestab ennast.
That's big.
See on päris suur.
And then God told me to read Elijah's story.
Ja Jumal ütles mulle lugeda Eelia lugu.
So let's jump back to 1 Kings 17.
Ja hüppame tagasi esimese kuningate 17. peatükki.
And I'm going to ask Ivo just to read 1 to 6, verses 1 to 6.
Ma loen esimesest kuuenda salmi.
Actually, no, can you just read verse 1 to start with?
Ma loen alguses esimese salmi.
Thank you.
Tispealne Eelia Gileadi Tispedist pest ütles Ahabile, nii tõesti kui elab Issand, Iisraeli Jumal, kelle ees ma seisan, neil aastal ei ole kastet ega vihma muidu kui minu sõna peale.
So in verse 1,
esimeses salmis,
we see another big prayer.
Me näeme ühte teist suurt palvet.
And I'm reading this.
Ja ma loen seda.
Thinking God, this is not helping me.
Jumal, see väga ei aita mind.
Because this is just another big bold prayer.
See on jälle üks suur julge palve.
And I'm not ready for that kind of risk yet.
Ma ei ole nendeks riskideks veel valmis.
He says.
Ta ütleb.
Before the king.
Kuninga ees.
It's not going to rain anymore.
Ütleb niimoodi, et enam vihma ei tule.
Anybody have that kind of faith in the room?
Kas kellegil on selline usk siin ruumis?
How many of you could stand before the president? Is it president of Estonia? The president of Estonia and say it's not going to rain anymore.
So palju oleks julgeks öelda presidendi ees, et vihma enam ei tule.
How does he do it?
Kuidas ta teeb seda?
How does he have that kind of belief in God?
Kuidas ta on selline usk Jumalasse?
How does he stand before people?
Kuidas ta suudab Jumala inimeste
ees seista? And say the weather's going to change.
Ja öelda, et ilm muutub.
How many of you have ever prayed for the weather to change before?
Paljud on enne palvetanud, et ilm muutuks. Jah, me oleme kõik.
Some people on their wedding days. Yeah.
Mõned pulmapäev oleks ole.
Sun, you better come out right now.
Päike parem oleks, kui sa tuleks välja.
But he does it before the king.
Ta teeb seda kuninga ees.
And he says God will do it.
Ja ta ütleb, et Jumal teeb seda.
I'm thinking, God, how do I have this kind of faith
Jumal,
in my life?
Kuidas mina võiksin omada sellist usku oma elus?
I'm not as powerful as Elijah.
Ma ei ole nii väge mees kui Eelia.
How do I take risks like this?
Kuidas ma võtan riske nagu selline?
And God told me, just keep on
Jumal
reading.
Jumal ütles mulle, et lihtsalt loe edasi.
So let's read verses 2 to 6.
Loeme siis teisest salmist kuni 6. salmini.
Go for it.
Ja temale tuli issanda sõna, kes ütles, mine siit ära ja pöördu ida poole. Ning ole varjul Kriti jõe ääres, mis on ida pool Jordanit. Jõest sa saad juua ja mul on ja ma olen käskinud kaarnaid seal sind toita. Ja ta läks ning tegi issanda sõna järgi. Ta läks ja elas Kriti jõe ääres, mis on ida pool Jordanit. Ja hommikuti tõid kaarnad temale leiba ja liha, samuti õhtuti leiba ja liha ja ta sõi jõest.
So let's just think about Elijah right now.
Mõtleme natuke Eeli peale.
And I'm just trying to put myself in his shoes.
Ma püüan ennast panna tema jalgadesse.
How would he be thinking at this point?
Kuidas tema võis mõelda selles olukorras?
He's just stopped the weather.
Ta just keelas ilmal muutuda.
It's a good day for a Christian, really, isn't it?
See on päris hea päev, kui siuke asi juhtub.
How's your faith going? Well, I stopped the weather, so yeah, it's pretty good.
Kuidas usuga läheb? Ma peatsin ilma. See on päris hea ju.
And then God speaks to him again.
Ja siis Jumal räägib talle taas.
He says, Elijah.
Ütleb Eelia.
Now, if I was Elijah at this point,
kui ma oleks Eelia,
I'd be thinking, wow, this is going to be a big ask.
Ma mõtleksin, et wow, see nüüd tuleb küll suur küsimus mulle.
Maybe I'm going to lift up a mountain and move
Võibolla
it, I don't know.
Peaksin tõstma mäe ühest kohast teise või liigutama seda kuhu.
Because if I just stop the weather,
kui ma peatan ilma,
surely the next thing is going to be even bigger and better.
Sest järgmine asi on kindlasti suurem ja vägevam.
And God just says to Elijah,
aga Jumal lihtsalt ütleb Eeliale,
well, Elijah, I just want you to go and
ma lihtsalt tahan, et sa läheksid ja
chill out in a ravine.
Ja siis vähekene puhkaksid ja
if I was Elijah, I'd be like, what?
Ma mõtleksin, mit?
Don't you mean you want me to like move the ravine?
Kas sa ei taha nagu, et ma siin liigutaksin?
Don't you mean you want me to call the floodgates of heaven to rain down on it?
Kas sa ei tahaks, et ma paluksin, et vihm tuleks täiega alla?
And God says, nah.
Jumal ütleb, ei.
Just relax.
Lihtsalt chilli ja puhka.
I'd be like, relax!
Miks?
I just stop the weather.
Ma ju peatsin praegu
I'm ready.
Ma olen valmis suuremaks.
I want to change the world.
Ma tahan muuta maailma.
I'm ready to change the nation.
Ma olen valmis muutma rahvaid.
But God says no.
Jumal ütleb ei.
Just relax.
Lihtsalt lõdvestu.
And just eat.
Ja söö.
And then drink.
Ja siis joo.
And then relax.
Ja siis lõdvestu.
Then eat.
Ja siis söö.
Drink.
Joo.
Relax.
Lõdvestu.
Does that sound boring to anybody else?
See, tundu igav sulle natuke.
And do you know that actually Elijah, they reckon he spent over a year living in this ravine.
Ja tegelikult ta veetis kuskil üle aasta sellises situatsioonis.
One year.
Üks aasta.
Of sitting.
Istudes.
In a valley.
Ühes orus.
Anybody else up for that?
Kes keegi on huvitatud sellisest.
That doesn't sound fun to me.
See ei ole väga põnev, eks?
And then what do you have to eat and drink?
Ja siis mis sa siis sööma ja jooma pead?
Well, the birds will fly past.
Ja mingid linnud ju lennavad mööda.
And they'll drop a bit of meat.
Ja nad lasevad selle liha kukkuda alla.
Now think about this for a second.
Mõtle selle peale natukene korra.
That wasn't a steak that they dropped.
See ei ole mingi liha kändsakas, mis
nad It wasn't a perfectly roasted chicken.
See ei ole see ilusti grillitud kana.
They can't carry that much meat.
Nad ei suuda nii palju liha kanda tegelikult isegi.
Probably wasn't cooked.
See polnud isegi küpsetatud.
Came out of their mouth.
Tuli nende suust välja.
Dropped on the dirt in front of him.
Kukutas mulla siis tema ette.
Thanks.
Aitäh, Jumal.
Is that it?
Kas see ongi see või?
And then, brilliant. Hey.
Aitäh.
Say grace. Thank you, Jesus, for this food. Amen.
Tänu Jeesus sellest toidu eest. Amen.
And then eat it.
Ja sööb selle.
And then you go to the dirty river.
Ja siis läheb musta jõe äärde.
Thanks.
Aitäh, Jumal.
I wonder at some point.
Ma imestan mõnes mõttes.
Whether Elijah got frustrated.
Kas Eelia oli ka ärritunud või jah?
Can you understand that?
Saad sellest aru?
Yeah. Would you get frustrated?
Kas sina oleksid ärritunud?
Has anybody ever just been frustrated with what God is doing in their life before?
Kas keegi on kunagi olnud ärritunud selle üle, mida Jumal teeb nende elus?
Have you ever had one of those moments where you think, God, is this really it?
Kas oled kunagi küsinud, kas Jumal, kas see on tõesti see?
Is this all my life is?
Kas see on see kõik, mis meie elu peaks olema?
I thought it would be more.
Ma mõtlesin, et seal on midagi rohkemat.
Maybe if I could take it to another level.
Kuidagi äkki võiks teisele ja järgmisele tasemele minna elus.
Do you think Elijah got disappointed
kas with arvad, God. Jeesus võis olla Eelia võis olla pettunud?
We don't talk about disappointment very much
Me
in
ei
church.
Räägi väga palju pettumustest kirikutes, eks?
But I think it's something that we all go through.
Aga me tegelikult läheme kõik sellest läbi.
A disappointment.
Pettumused.
Of that bit of meat that you receive.
See väike liha, mis meile tuleb.
I just thought it would be different, you know?
Ma mõtlesin, see on teistmoodi ikka tegelikult.
I thought I would get to that place I want to get to.
Ma mõtlesin, ma jõuan sinna kohta, kuhu ma tahan jõuda.
I thought I'd be married by now.
Ma mõtlesin, ma olen juba abielus praeguseks.
I thought my kids would be different.
Ma mõtlesin, et mu lapsed oleks teistsugused.
I thought my church would understand me better.
Ma mõtlesin, et mu kogudus suudab mind mõista paremini.
I thought God was going to answer that prayer.
Ma arvasin, et Jumal vastab mulle sellele palvele.
I'm just a little bit disappointed.
Ma olen natuke pettunud.
And I think Elijah felt that.
Ja ma usun, et Eelia tundis seda sama.
And I started asking God the question.
Ja siis ma küsisin Jeesuselt küsimuse.
Why would you make him go through that?
Miks sa lasid Eelia sellest läbi minna?
What is it you were trying to show him?
Mida sa püüad talle näidata?
What is it you were trying to teach him?
Mida sa püüad talle õpetada?
And God started speaking to me.
Ja Jumal hakkas mulle rääkima.
Did you know the name Elijah?
Ja kas sa teadsid see nimi Eelia?
The name Elijah means Yahweh is my God.
See tähendab, et Jahvee on minu Jumal.
And I sense God say to me.
Siis ma tunnetasin, et Jumal ütleb mulle.
Liam. I was teaching Elijah his identity.
Ma õpetasin Eeliale tema identiteedi kohta.
Can you see it?
Kas sa näed seda?
Because he knew.
Sest ta teadis.
That one day Elijah would stand on a mountain.
Et üks päev Eelia seisab mäe peal.
In front of a whole nation.
Terve rahva ees.
And he would say fire fall down from heaven.
Ja ta ütleb, et tuli tule alla taevast.
And everybody would be looking at him.
Ja kõik vaatavad teda siis.
So when he got to that point.
Ja kui ta jõudis sinna punkti.
When he got to that mountain top.
Kui ta jõudis selle mäe otsa.
He needed to know.
Ta pidi teadma.
His identity.
Tema enda identiteet.
Was Yahweh is my God.
Et see identiteet on Yahweh on Jumal.
Not the king.
Mitte kuningas,
not the prophet or the king of Baal.
Mitte Baali kuningat.
Yahweh is my God.
Yahweh on minu kuningas.
You and I,
sina ja mina,
if we want to take risks in our life,
kui me tahame riske võtta oma elus,
we need to fully believe
me täielikult peame uskuma,
that Jesus is our God.
Et Jeesus on meie Jumal.
Because you're going to stand in front of all kinds of people in
Sest
your life.
Sa seisad elus erinevate inimeste ees.
And they're going to tell you to follow all kinds of other ideas.
Ja nad ütlevad sulle, et järgi igasugused teisi ideid.
Follow the root of selfishness.
Järgi seda isekust.
Follow money.
Järgi raha.
Follow power.
Järgi võimu.
Follow sex.
Järgi seksi.
And you've got to say at those points.
Sa pead ühel hetkel ütlema selle keskel.
Jesus.
Jeesus.
Is my God.
On minu Jumal.
Can you see it?
Kas sa näed seda nüüd?
When he was in the ravine.
Kui ta oli selles orus.
Eating horrible bits of meat.
Sõi neid koledaid lihatükke.
God was showing him.
Jumal näitas talle.
Elijah.
Eelia.
I am your God.
Mina olen sinu Jumal.
Nobody else.
Keegi teine.
Never rely on anybody else.
Ära kunagi toetu kellegi
he
teisele.
He had to be by himself.
Ta pidi olema üksi.
So that he didn't rely on anybody else.
Et ta ei toetaks kellegi teisele.
There are some things you go through.
See on mõned asjad, millest sa elus läbi lähed.
That only you will know about.
Mida ainult sina tead.
And sometimes God takes you through these things.
Ja mõningud Jumal viib sind nendest asjadest läbi.
So that you will fully rely on him.
Et sa täielikult õpiksid toetuma tema peale.
Nobody else.
Mitte kellegi muu peale.
I remember one time.
Mäletan üks kord.
When I started our youth event.
Me alustasime noorte üritusega.
It's called Life.
Selle asja nimi on Life.
Everyone say Life.
Kõik öelge Life.
Say it with some life. Life.
Öelge eluga seda. Life.
And I told my team.
Ja ma ütlesin oma meeskonnale.
Guys, we're going to preach the gospel and we're going to pray for the sick every single week.
Mis me hakkame tegema, et me kulutame evangeeliumi ja me palvetame haigete eest iga nädal.
And my team said,
ja minu meeskond ütles,
no,
ei,
we ain't doing that.
Me ei tee seda.
You're going to ruin our youth event.
See rikud ära meil noorteka.
And my team left me.
Ja mu meeskond jätsis mu maha.
Great day for a leader.
Väga hea algus ühele juhile.
Felt really good that day.
Ma tundsin päris hästi selle päeval ennast.
And I went back to God.
Ja siis ma läksin Jumala juurde tagasi.
And God told me,
Jumal ütles mulle,
You have to do what I have asked you to do.
Ma pean tegema seda, mida Jumal mulle ütles, et ma pean tegema.
Because I am your God.
Sest mina olen sinu Jumal.
Not your team.
Mitte sinu meeskond.
You don't obey your team, you don't follow your team.
Sa järgi oma meeskonda, sa järgid Jumalat.
You listen to me.
Sa kuuled teda, Jumalat.
There are some times in your life
mõned hetked sinu elus,
when God removes everybody else from you,
kus Jumal eemaldab kõik teised sinu elust,
to say, I am your God.
Et teha sulle selgeks, et tema on sinu Jumal.
Amen.
Amen.
And there was another thing that I think is really important here.
Ja see üks teine asi on veel, mis ma arvan, et on päris
And oluline. If you want to take risks in your life,
kui sa tahad elus riske võtta,
if you want to stand on mountaintops,
kui sa tahad seista sellise mäe otsas,
and you want to see a nation change,
ja tahad näha rahvast muutumas,
there's something else that you need to learn.
Siis on üks asi veel, mis sa pead õppima.
There's a reason that God provided food for Elijah.
Sel on põhjus, miks Jumal varustas Eeliat toiduga.
He could have said to Elijah, go out and hunt and kill and bring back food.
Mina välja ja jahi ise omale toitu.
But he restricted him from doing that.
Aga ta keelas tal seda teha.
He said, you will eat what the birds give you.
Ja sa sööd seda, mida linnud annavad sulle.
Don't eat anything else.
Ära midagi muud söö.
The reason that God said that to Elijah,
põhjus, miks Jumal ütles sellise asja Eeliale,
is because Elijah needed to learn,
sest Eelia pidi õppima,
that God,
et Jumal,
is his provider.
On tema varustaja.
God
Jumal
is his provider. Because I'll tell you this.
Ma ütlen sulle seda.
When you get on the mountain top,
kui sa lähed sinna mäe otsa,
and you need a moment of faith,
sul on vaja usu hetke,
you're going to wish,
ja siis sa soovid,
that you had gone through some little tests of provision,
et sa oleksid elus käinud läbi väiksemaid teste oma elus.
So that when you stand on this stage,
siis kui sa seisad selle suures hetkes,
and you say fire fall down from heaven,
ja ütled, et tuli tule taevast alla,
you will fully believe,
siis sa täielikult usud,
that God will provide for you.
Et Jumal tuleb ja varustab sind selle.
Because if he provided meat for you while you're in the ravine,
siis kui ta varustas sind selle nende liha tükikestega,
he'll provide fire when you're on the mountain top.
Siis ta varustab ka sind tulega, kui sa oled mäe otsas.
Do you understand?
Kas saad sellest aru?
We have to go through these little tests of provision.
Me peame läbi minema nendest väikestest varustumiste testidest oma elus.
Because I believe God has a big vision for this church, for your lives.
Sest ma usun, et Jumal on suur visioon selle koguduse jaoks ja sinu elu jaoks.
And God wants to show you.
Jumal tahab sulle näidata.
I can provide
ma
for you.
Saan varustada sind.
I am a good
ma olen
father.
Hea, väga hea isa.
And I know what you need.
Ma tean, mida sa vajad.
Stop relying on your husband and your wife to give you what you need.
Ära toeta oma abikaasa ja lastele selleks, mida sa vajad.
Stop relying on your pastor to give you what you need.
Ära toeta oma pastorile selleks, mida sa vajad.
Stop relying on your friends or that job to give you what you need.
Ära toeta oma sõpradele ja tööle, et saada, mida sa vajad.
The only person that knows what you need and when you need it.
Ainuke isik, keda sa pead teadma, kellelt sa midagi üldse peaksid vajama.
Is Jesus.
See on Jeesus.
Oh. Whoa, the lighting guys are with me. We have to learn.
Me peame õppima.
To trust in God.
Et usaldada Jumalat.
In all things.
Kõikides asjades.
And I want to tell you.
Tahan sulle öelda seda.
Some of you
mõned teist
are in the middle of a ravine season.
Et te olete sellises oru või sellises raskes hetkes.
And I want to tell you,
ma tahan teile öelda,
stay in it.
Ole selles.
Don't rush it.
Ära jookse sealt
välja. Learn what you need to learn.
Õppi seda, mida sa pead seal õppima.
Be patient.
Ole kannatlik.
God has the mountaintop time for you.
Jumalal on sinul ka see kõrg hetk.
But if you rush it,
kui sa kiirustad sealt
then when you're on top the mountain,
ja siis kui sa oled sellest kõrg hetkes elus,
you'll be like,
sa hakkad kahtlema.
I think God can provide.
Ma arvan, et Jumal võiks mind varustada.
I think Jesus is with me.
Ma arvan, et Jeesus on minuga.
And that's not what God needs from
me. See ei ole, mida Jumal tahab meie jaoks.
If you stay in the ravine season,
kui sa oled oma elu madal hetkes,
when you get there,
ja püsid seal, ja siis kui sa jõud üles hetke,
you'll stand with confidence.
Siis sa seisad seal enesekindlalt.
And say, God will provide.
Ja julged öelda, et Jumal varustab mind.
Some of you
mõned teist
need to go through a ravine season.
Peavad läbi käima elu madal hetkedest.
And maybe you're running from it.
Võib-olla sa põgened nende eest.
Because you know, oh, I don't want to go through it. It's frustrating. It's disappointing.
Et see on pettumust valmistav ja ärritav.
But let God lead you.
Luba Jumalal juhtida sind selles.
I feel like I want to tell someone right now.
Mul on tunne, et ma tahaks kellegile öelda.
Stop rushing.
Ära kiirusta välja.
If you're a young person here today.
Kui sa oled noor inimene siin täna.
Our generation tells us to rush.
Meie generatsioon ütleb meile kiirusta.
Achieve everything while you're young.
Saavuta kõik kuni sa oled veel noor.
Stop rushing.
Ära kiirusta.
Let God lead you.
Luba Jumalal ennast juhtida.
Thank you, God.
Tänu Jumala sulle.
Jesus, I pray right now.
Jeesus, ma palun praegalt.
That this word.
Et see sõna.
Will meet with people.
Kohtaks inimesi.
Wherever they are.
Kus iganes nad on.
I pray for those that are in a ravine season.
Ma palun nende eest, kes on täna madal seisus oma.
God, give them patience.
Anna neile kannatlikkust.
God, give them strength.
Anna neile tugevust.
Lord Jesus, I pray for those that maybe need to go through one.
Ma palun nende eest, kes lähevad mingil hetkel läbi
selle. Will you speak to them?
Räägi nende vastu.
Will you guide them?
Juhata neid.
Thank you, Jesus. Benno, will you stand up for me? You knew I was coming, didn't you? Ben, I just sense God would say over you.
Ma kogen, et Jumal ütleb sulle.
There are many mountaintop moments for you.
Sul on väga palju neid elukõrg hetki.
But please don't rush it.
Aga ära kiirusta nende poole.
I sense that if you rush it.
Ma tunnen, et kui sa kiirustad.
When you stand on the mountaintop.
Ja siis kui sa seisad selles elu kõrg hetkes.
You might declare the wrong god.
Siis sa võib-olla kuulutad proklameerid valet jumalat.
And I know you.
Ja ma tean seda.
That's not what you want.
Ma tean sind, et sa ei taha tegelikult seda.
And I just want to say over you, my brother.
Ja ma tahan sinu kõrval seista.
First of all, I love you a lot.
Kõigult ma armastan sind täiega.
But don't rush.
Ära kiirusta elus.
Learn what you need to learn.
Õpi, mis sa pead õppima.
Just be faithful.
Ole ustav.
And God will provide.
Ja Jumal varustab
sulle. I know it's frustrating. I don't know what you're going through, but I feel like there's frustration.
Ma tunnen seda masendust südames.
Just know that God is with you.
Tea, et Jumal on sinuga.
Amen. I hope that was right.
Ma loodan, et see oli kinnitas
sind. Amen. Thank you, brother.
Aitäh.
Thank you, brother. Amen, amen. Give Ben a round of applause. Isn't he a great guy?
Anname talle aplausid, on äge kutt.
He's so good looking too, isn't he?
Ta on nii kena.
Good looking chap.
Yeah.
Is there anybody who I just want to pray for people?
Ma tahan siin palvetada inimeste eest.
That maybe feel the frustration and disappointment of life of the ravine season.
Kas keegi tunneb nagu pettumust elu madal hetkes olles?
If that's you, could you just stand up for me?
Kas sina, kas oled julge tõuse üles?
I don't know if you normally do this like this, but will you go with me this morning?
Et kas oleksid julge ja tõuseksid ja
Just stand up for me.
Tõuse minu jaoks üles.
Jesus. Thank you, God. Don't be afraid.
Ära karda.
Don't be afraid. Tobias, could you come play for us? That'd be great. I know there's more than two.
Ma tean, siin on veel inimesi, rohkem kui kaks.
I don't know if this is not your culture or whatever.
Võib-olla see ei ole teie kultuur niimoodi teha.
But I just ask you, would you stand up?
Kas sa oleksid julge ja tõuseks lihtsalt
üles? I believe in standing up and taking the risk this morning.
Sest ma usun, et üles tõusmine ja riski võtmine täna hommikul.
God's going to bless you and give you strength.
Annab selle läbi, Jumala annab sulle
õnnistust. Take the risk this morning.
Võta see risk täna hommikul.
Well done, guys, who's standing. Keep standing if you want to. I don't want to rush this.
Tõuske rahulikult. Ma ei taha kiirustada praegu selle asjaga.
Amen.
Amen.
We are one family here, amen.
Me oleme üks pere siin praegalt koos.
So if someone stands, we all stand with them in our hearts and our minds,
seisab,
amen.
Siis kõik me tõuseme oma südames nendega kaasa.
You don't stand, don't be embarrassed, don't be ashamed.
Ära tunne häbiga midagi sellist.
This family loves you dearly.
See pere armastab sind teiega.
And we want to meet with you.
Me tahame sind kohatada.
We want to stand with you.
Me tahame koos sinuga
seista. You know what it feels like.
Me teame, mis tunne see on elus.
Amen. Is there anybody else?
Kas keegi on veel, kes tunneb, et peab tõusma?
Is there anybody else?
Keegi veel peab tõusma üles.
Just keep standing. There's no rush.
Ei ole kiiret, lihtsalt rahulikult tõuske püsti.
Jesus. Just know that God is there for you.
Tea, et Jumal on sinu jaoks olemas.
That he wants to provide for you.
Ta tahab sind varustada.
Don't let anybody else be your god.
Ära lase kellelgi teisel olla sinu jumal.
Jesus is your god.
Jeesus on sinu jumal.
Don't let anyone take the place.
Ära lase kellelgi võtta seda kohta Jeesuse kohta.
I pray breakthrough for you today.
Palun läbi murdeid sinu ellu praegult.
Today is a significant day for you.
Täna on ülioluline päev sinu jaoks.
Holy Spirit, would you fill her up?
Täida teda.
Thank you God.
Tänu sulle Jumal.
Thank you Jesus. Thank you Jesus. If you're standing, will you just pray?
Kui sa oled püsti, lihtsalt alusta palvetamist. Palveta lihtsalt Jumala.
And even if you just need to say Jesus, you are my God.
Isegi kui sa pead ütlema, et Jeesus, sa oled mu Jumal.
Jesus, I believe in you.
Jeesus, ma usun sinusse.
I know you will provide.
Ma tean, et sa varustad mind.
Just ask him right now.
Palu ja temalt seda praegu.
Jesus, I pray right now. Holy Spirit. Fill her up, Lord God. Give her strength,
Jesus,
to go through this moment, this season.